This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. The gladiolas are blooming, and I'm thrilled, as they always remind me of my dad. They were blooming when he passed away. That may sound sad, but honestly, it makes me feel like he gives me flowers every year from heaven. They're old-fashioned and charming. They're also part of the iris family. The sword-like foliage is really awesome, planted with the delicate look of some native grasses. For those of us in cold climates, we plant the corms in spring and wait for their beauty in late summer. Glads or gladiolus come in a large variety of colors and heights from 2 to 5 feet tall. The taller ones should be planted in the back of a perennial bed, as they may require staking. Mine are about 2.5 to 3 feet tall and look pretty anywhere I plant them. Glads make for a gorgeous cutting flower. The blooms last for a long time. I'll have information on preparing the flowers for a vase on gardenbite.com. They love full sun, so find a sunny spot and plant with abandon. You can plant them closer than the package says. In fall, treat them like cannas. Dig them up before the first frost and store the corms for next year. Allow the corms to dry in the sun, sift the soil out, but leave the husks and store them in paper or cloth bags, pantyhose, well, old onion sacks. Stack or hang the containers so air can move around them. My cool basement worked great. I've replanted mine for the past 3 years. Check out GardenBite.com for pics of some beauties and resources too. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spike's and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.